Ukraine security issue.
Over the 6 months of Russia's full-scale world war against Ukraine, the Kremlin has shown its predatory face countless times. Thousands of killed and maimed Ukrainian civilians, tens of thousands of destroyed buildings, orphaned and forcefully deported children, and other calamities. Only 1 in 20 Russian missile strikes has targeted a military facility, while the rest 19 have hit residential buildings, shops, schools, and hospitals, the Security Service of Ukraine said on Sunday. Mykolaiv City and neighboring communities remain under constant shelling. In the small hours of Sunday, the Russians launched a massive missile strike from S-300 anti-aircraft systems. An industrial enterprise was reported to have been hit. On Saturday, their target was an apartment building in the town of Voznesensk, Mykolaiv region. As a result, 14 people were injured, including 3 children. Russian troops keep trying to advance in the region, but all their attempts are unsuccessful, said Natalia Humenyuk, head of the United Coordination Press Center of the South Defense Forces. In recent days, we have been recording offensive actions by amphibious assault units in particular. They are probing the depths of our defense. They have no particular success. The front line has not changed. It must be understood that fighting continues and it's not easy to hold the line. But we knew about the Russian reinforcements with reserves, in particular with amphibious assault units. So we were ready to fight back, and they are facing the music, said Natalia Humenyuk. The Russians launched missiles at Odessa, from where ships with grain go for export, the next day after Russia guaranteed safety on this road. They fired 5 missiles. Our air defense managed to shoot down 2. One missile hit a granary, said Serhiy Brachuk, spokesman for the Odessa Region Military Administration. According to him, the threat of new missile strikes from the sea is extremely high.
На жаль, у Чорному морі продовжує знаходитися 3 ракетоносії.
Unfortunately, there are 3 vessels in the Black Sea that are armed with caliber cruise missiles, 2 ships and a submarine. Russia has increased its naval force there to 15 ships and boats, said Serhiy Brachuk. The Dnipropetrovsk region has again suffered large-scale destructions. The Russians shelled the region all night. A school was damaged, one house was destroyed, and about 2 dozen were damaged. Gas pipelines and power transmission lines were broken, causing a blackout for more than 3,000 people. Kyiv-controlled towns and villages in the neighboring Zaporizhia region are shelled every day. Almost 60% of the region's area is currently occupied by the Russians. While they concentrate on holding their occupied territory, the local resistance movement is getting increasingly active, with partisans helping the Ukrainian armed forces to destroy Russian ammunition depots. People try to flee the occupied towns and villages, but the Russians keep evacuation convoys waiting for several days in unbearable conditions. A woman died on Saturday at one of the Russian checkpoints. According to Ivan Fedorov, the Ukrainian mayor of the occupied city of Melitopol, more than a dozen would-be evacuees have died by now. The occupiers continue to shell villages in the Sumy and Chernihiv regions located near the Russian border. They mostly use artillery, mortars and heavy machine guns. 40 arrivals have been recorded in the Sumy region over the past day alone. The village of Pavlivka, which is 2 kilometers from the Russian border, is constantly suffering. After the last shelling there, the local school was destroyed, 2 private houses and the power substation were damaged. There are shell craters in the gardens. Now villagers help one another to fix roofs and windows. And a week ago, a Russian shell hit the water tower. There is no one to restore it. The people are leaving Pavlivka, says Lyudmila Pigareva, a local resident. People are leaving. I would also leave, but wherefore? There are cattle at home and the rest of the property. Everything is broken. All the windows are broken. I wish the occupiers all died down, said Lyudmila Pigareva. So as soon as it starts to rumble, people hide in cellars, and it's like that almost every day.
не стріляють, а просто вбивають живцем.
They just shoot and kill. They drive us into the grave alive. They gave us a break in the afternoon. We hid in the basement and then we went out into the garden, but they started shelling again. The neighbors' windows were broken in the kitchen and the house, and we have a crater in the garden. The risk of provocations is growing at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. According to Ukrainian intelligence, the Russian occupiers do not allow station in place to work. When the UN Secretary General and the Turkish President were visiting Ukraine, representatives of Russia's nuclear agency Rosatom temporarily left the facility. Intelligence sources note that the occupiers may intend to disconnect the plant from Ukrainian power grids, thus leaving it without power for a certain period of time. Emergency power supply will be provided at the expense of diesel substations. This creates a potential danger as the likelihood of critical situations increases, which seems to be the main goal of the deliberate actions of the Russian occupiers at the Ukrainian nuclear facility. Also, a contingent of occupation forces and a large number of weapons and ammunition remain there, said the Defense Ministry's main intelligence directorate.